It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, this is a big month for the Alzheimer's Association, both locally and nationally. It's Go Purple in June for Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And wouldn't you know, then just yesterday they dropped a great piece of news, a little bit of a bombshell to a lot of folks. And we're going to talk about all of that with Lauren Livingston, who is Communications Director for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter here in Iowa. Lauren, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I bet it was kind of an exciting day for you yesterday when the FDA announced approval of a treatment for Alzheimer's. Maybe treatment's not the right word, but you can correct me. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of this drug. I'm going to let you teach me how to say it.
Yeah, sure. It was very exciting. We'd all been waiting the news for months now, and it was so fun to hear the reaction, the hope and the optimism from all of our families that we work with that are affected by Alzheimer's disease. And so you are correct. It is a treatment, and it's the first treatment of its kind. The drug is called aducanumab, so it is kind of a mouthful, but it's the first treatment to ever slow the progression of the disease of Alzheimer's. And it's also the first treatment we've had for Alzheimer's in the last 20 years. So it's been a very long time coming, and it's really offering people with the disease and their families more time together, more good days, more days that they can be independent and spend quality time with their family. And so we're all just so excited about the decision.
Aducanumab. I still didn't get it. Say it again.
Close. Aducanumab.
Aducanumab. Okay. Maybe I will remember that. So, you know, some of the initial stories that I saw yesterday concerning the approval of this drug by the treatment by the Food and Drug Administration was, well, you know, they approved it even though it's controversial. I'm going to guess, go out on a limb here and say that probably those who have loved ones with Alzheimer's are going, we probably don't care if it's controversial. We just want to see if it works.
Yeah, you're very right. And, you know, the Alzheimer's Association fully stands behind the science and the research of the drug. So, you know, not only is it really the only option for people and their loved ones, and that's why they say, you know, we want it anyway, but also it is safe and it is effective for those with mild cognitive impairment and in the early stages of Alzheimer's. So the data backs it up, and that's why the FDA approved it.
So when it says it slows it down, to what extent? Obviously, the fact that they say it doesn't stop it is significant, but the fact that, you know, you have this first kind of drug that will help slow down the Alzheimer's, is that going to be a help, you think, when it comes to ongoing research?
Yeah, it really is. We've seen in other treatments for other diseases that have been released that anytime a new treatment or finding is released into the market, that really invigorates other research and more funding of research in that category. So we're expecting more funds, including from the Alzheimer's Association, to be going into research. There are other treatments in the pipeline that we're hoping to see definitely sooner than 20 years from now. So this is just the first treatment in many more treatments to come and ultimately a cure. And as far as how much it slows down the progression of the disease, it really depends on the individual. It can give some people, you know, extra days, but other people extra weeks and even months with feeling better than they would have.
And you mentioned that, you know, obviously this is focused on those with early or mild symptoms of Alzheimer's. Is that something that the research has been able to kind of categorize a little bit, or is that, again, one of those things that it just depends upon the individual?
Yeah, so there are different symptoms that you will see in the different stages of the disease. And when you think about mild cognitive impairment, that's kind of pre-Alzheimer's, so you don't have the full Alzheimer's disease yet, but you're starting to see things like a little bit of loss in memory, misplacing things, just the very beginning stages of the disease, whereas in the later stages, that's when people are generally needing full-time care or even might live in a care facility. You know, they can't drive or live independently. Mm-hmm. So the people in the earlier stages are still more independent, and they can function a little bit more.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest and a lot of checking in on how this treatment goes over and how it reacts with all the individual. Aducanumab. Did I get it close?
You did. That's perfect.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about that more as the days and weeks go along. But we also want to give some time to the fact that it's part of the reason that, you know, you're making Brain Awareness Month and going purple in June for Alzheimer's is because this is how these types of treatment are helped along in the research progress and get to an FDA level to be approved or not. So it's a month of awareness when it comes to Alzheimer's.
Yes, that's right. Every June we celebrate Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and you're exactly right. That awareness is so important in people understanding what the disease is, the different signs to look for in themselves and their loved ones, and also to raise awareness and raise funds for the research that helps lead to these treatments.
So do you have enough purple so you can go purple every day during this month?
Yeah, I have. Yep, I've accumulated my fair share of purple since working for the association. So, whether it's jewelry or even some people are dressing up their pets in purple, which is kind of fun. So
Wow. Really
going purple in any way you can think of is something we love to see.
And some of the other things that are suggested in order to continue to promote the awareness of Alzheimer's and other brain awareness is light up purple and, you know, some people's favorites, even purple flowers.
Yeah, definitely. And purple flowers have a special meaning to us at the association. At our Walk to End Alzheimer's, we have something called a promise garden. When we have different colored flowers that people put in the promise garden to represent their loved ones. And so putting purple flowers out in your yard or sticking them up in your windows, lighting your front porch purple with a purple light bulb. We even have some businesses and organizations, even landmarks throughout the state, some bridges and big buildings in other towns that are lighting purple for the month, too.
And we want to make sure we mention June 20th, which is known as the longest day, and I certainly recognize that because one of the first books my wife and I were recommended when my mother-in-law was having issues with dementia and eventually Alzheimer's was called The Longest Day. Tell us about The Longest Day on June 20th.
Yeah, so The Longest Day is the day with the most light. It falls on the summer solstice, and it's the day that we fight the darkness of Alzheimer's. But really, we celebrate kind of all month long during the month of June. And what it really is, it's a campaign where people can set up their own fundraisers doing anything and everything that they love. Some people will do a bike ride or host a running event or a crafting event. Anything that you love to do, you can set up a fundraiser, raise funds for The Longest Day. And many people do it on The Longest Day on June 20th, but a lot of people do it throughout the month too. So, and we have some bike rides going on throughout the state, running events, golf tournaments is another big one. So it really lets people be creative and raise funds in a fun way for them too.
So going back to the drug that was just approved by the FDA, do you think that will give you a little bit extra push and obviously a little more awareness from folks that maybe haven't paid that close of attention to some of the medical situations revolving around Alzheimer's? Because, you know, there is still not a cure. There is not now treatment. But, I think when it comes to Alzheimer's that there are a lot of folks that are kind of in denial about it. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. Unfortunately, there's still a stigma around the disease for a lot of people. But one thing, especially with this new drug coming out that is for people in the earlier stages of the disease, we really want people to be paying attention to those signs that they might be seeing in themselves and their loved ones early and get to their doctor, talk with their healthcare professional to see if they might be in the earlier stages of the disease, to get that diagnosis early so they can be qualify for this new treatment and other treatments in the future. And also there are other things that they can do with lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. The earlier you catch it, the better for the progression of the disease.
So remind us, what are some of the early symptoms we should possibly be aware of?
Sure. So things like, and I know a lot of us might say, well, I do this anyway, but it's really about a pattern of seeing this happen over and over again, of misplacing things, not just like your keys, but maybe putting things in a spot that they don't belong, like putting your keys in the microwave instead of somewhere that makes a little more sense, or forgetting about appointments even though you have them written down, forgetting how to get to a certain place that you go all the time, like getting home from the grocery store, things like that. When you start to see a pattern of that happen pretty regularly, then that's when you want to talk to your doctor.
Well, I know, and I've got from one of your releases, you know, some of the key facts about Alzheimer's, and it continually surprises me. You know, Alzheimer's disease, the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., and every 65 seconds, someone in this country develops Alzheimer's. I'm sure the hope is with this new drug treatment that we'll be able to increase that time length from 65 seconds to hopefully much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It is. It's really unfortunate and sad how prevalent it really is. And, you know, it's there are even more people with Alzheimer's than prostate and breast cancer combined. So it's very, very prevalent. It seems like anyone that you talk to, you know, including yourself, it sounds like knows someone or has a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. Here in Iowa, there are more than 66,000 individuals living with the disease. And it, of course, affects more than just the individual, too. And there are more than 73,000 family and friends who are providing care and support for their loved ones living with the disease. So it has a huge effect on all of us. It's a very costly disease to the families and to the country. So it's something that we definitely need to keep working towards that cure for.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Is it too soon for this, and maybe, you know, you could fill us in. I'm thinking, you know, is it too soon for somebody to go to their family doctor or their specialist and say, I want to get on the list for this? When can I get it, and how much does it cost?
Yeah, that's a great question. Those are things that we're being asked all the time now since this news came out, and no one knows exactly yet what it will cost and when exactly it will be available, but there are going to be certain qualifications for the people that are going to take the treatment, because they have to be in the earlier stages. So the earlier you talk to your doctor and start that process of diagnosis and determining if you'll be qualified for the treatment, the better. And even if it's not available right now, they can your healthcare provider can get that information and follow up with you. But the Alzheimer's Association is really working closely on this matter and to make sure that this treatment will be available and accessible for anyone and everyone who needs it and qualifies for it. We don't want this drug to be so expensive that no one can afford it, and we want to make sure it's accessible to people despite their race or where they live. If it's in a rural area with less access to a hospital, we want it to be available to everyone. So more information to come on exactly when and how much it will be, but the sooner you talk to your doctor, the better.
Thanks for all the information. I hope you have a successful Go Purple in June for Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and thanks for sharing with us, and well, I'm sure we'll visit again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Lauren Livingston, Communications Director for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.